somehow, how do we believe in the love of Romeo? Is it proved to us? No. Is it provable ever? No. It's just the common sense. Because the guy is doing something different. So we see that passion, we don't know what the source is and how it is and how to get it and all that. So we are in a space that, let's go back, let's talk about the love of the Romeo. How sure Romeo was about his love to Juliet? 72%? Was he in love 95%? Here we are not talking about quantities. This is quality, is 100% being sure about something. Romeo or Juliet, they will not ask or question themselves about the love. So how come that you don't have any positive situation in your soul to really believe in something? Here I try to bring this out every now and then and talk about it, that remember, we are talking about one word, which is haq in Arabic. It has these meanings: right, expectancy, retribution, true, truth, just, justice, real, God. Put them all together. This is the word haq. Yeah, this is the magical word. This is one of the words that they use it billions of times. They know that haq does something to your body. And there is another word, hu, which means identity. Al-huya. Haq and hu are something they play with musically, because haq is stopping your breath and hu is letting it out. So you will say hu. And with these two words, they will go beyond your imagination because of the meaning of this word. And we believe in this 100%. It's not that we doubt it a little bit. Could there be any 92% truth? Means what? Means 7% cheating? This is not the truth anymore. Do you remember, we compare it to what? A glass of wine. A glass of wine is good. Okay, a glass full of wine with a spit in it. Is it good? No. Qualities here are important for us. And we are talking about that quality which will bring iqan. And I'm sure about it. 100% sure about it. What is this darkness that is stopping you to come to this garden of believing in something? Yes?
O son, every opinion is thirsting for certainty and emulously flapping its wings in quest thereof. When it attains...
Is it the truth? Did you get it? He said, look at you, even in you, whatever you think somehow or you imagine, that imagination is thirsty of being proved, being 100% there. And this is what the flying is all about. Do you remember that thinking, the thought is like flying?
When it attains to knowledge, then the wing becomes a foot, and its knowledge begins to scent certainty.
You see that the knowledge is the tool here. They say, when You will arrive in knowledge, then you open your wings and the knowledge is smelling around, looking for that 100% sure. Yes?
For in the tested way, knowledge is inferior to certainty, but above opinion. Know that knowledge is a seeker of certainty, and certainty is a seeker of vision and intuition.
Do you know that? You get it? So he said, look at it. There are three levels. One is guessing. The second one is knowledge. There is the third one, to be sure about something. So knowledge for us is midway, is not finished, because with the knowledge, we cannot really understand what love is. You need more than that. So you should know that the science, the knowledge, is lesser than being sure and is better than just guessing something. Why? Because knowledge is looking for certainty, isn't it? In the knowledge, we are trying to prove something and prove it again and again and again. And what about that being sure, that yaqeen? That yaqeen is not looking for something, it's looking for just facing it, to see the beloved. That's what that yaqeen, which is iman, which is the faith inside you. The faith is looking for that, seeing the face of the beloved. Yes?
Seek this difference between knowledge and intuitive certainty now. In the surah, which begins with al-hakum, after the word kala and after the words lauta laur.
What was that?
See this difference between knowledge and intuitive certainty. In this quote from the Quran?
Yeah. What is it, Zaina?
I don't have the Arabic one.
He's saying that look at it, you could find it in al-hawkum. And after Kullan, he will say, La ta'lam. It's a very famous one. Al-hawkum al-takasur. Hatta zurtum al-maqabir. Shallahu sawfa ta'lamun. La ta'lamun ilm al-yaqeen. Which means, the more is better killed you, is killing you. Because you are thinking about quantities and having more and more. Look at it in that verse, he's talking about it. He will say, this having more is killing you until the moment that you will arrive to your grave and you don't understand it. Why? Because you don't have that kind of understanding to firmly believe in something. Yes?
Knowledge leads to vision, O knowing one. If knowledge became intuitive certainty, they would see how. Vision is immediately born of certainty, just as fancy is born of opinion.
This is something that we started with. Do you remember? I said in Persian language, there is Danesh Binesh. Danesh means knowledge, Binesh means vision. So, we say knowledge is Danesh, which is looking for something. That's a tool. But vision is what you are. How do you see your life? Not what, how much do you know about your life? Of course you have a lot of knowledge. Is it good or bad? How it depends. Because if you're a nasty fellow and you have a lot of knowledge, that's even worse. Because you ruin the life of the other people. Knowledge is good if you're a good fellow. Therefore, that knowledge will be good for everyone. And we believe in vision. But we know that knowledge is a tool at the beginning. It helps, but it is the barrier as well. Because what will happen when your knowledge grows? You know more and more and more. What will happen to you? Arrogance. You will become arrogant. You will become selfish because you should believe in yourself. So you will be away from selflessness and from station of love. Yes?
See in Ahakom the explanation of this, that the knowledge of certainty becomes the intuition of certainty. I am higher than opinion and certainty, and my head is not to be turned aside by blame.
Now we are back to the guy. All this explanation was the guy that say, now I'm that in that moment. I'm not going to listen to your logical advice. I'm not going to turn my back because I'm going to Bukhara, where my beloved is. Yes?
Since my mouth ate of his sweet meat, I have become clear-eyed and a seer of him.
Means what? It should mean a lot if it reminds you something. Here he will say, that sweet meat is halwa, which is not sweet meat, means sweetness, something very sweet. Do you remember? The guy who is selling halwa, the story he talked about, remember? There was this guy, good guy, old man, that he borrowed money from everyone and will spend it to take care of the poor people. When he was dying, remember? When he was dying, all the people with the check and money order, all that were surrounding and they were worried that he's dying, what will happen to our money? And he would say, I'm sorry. I don't have any. The boy was crying in the road that I have halwa, I have the sweetie. He said, call that boy. They called him and said, how much? He said, $1. He said, no, 50 cents. He said, okay, put it down. Okay, now you're waiting. Please have a little bit of sweet for the moment. They had their sweet. The girl started to sleep. Little boy said, what about my money? He said, Titi, I don't have money. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. The boy started to cry. Then suddenly somebody came in with a gift. When they opened it, in one side was the money for the other people. In one side, there was a 50 cent coin over there. He gave to the boy to say what? He said, the ocean of forgiveness over there will open when that little boy is crying, not you merchant, because you merchant are crying for the money. He was not crying for the money. He said, this is not mine. I'm going to my master and he's going to beat me up. His tears was the key to here, he remembers that because he knows he talked about it and he reminded me to remind you that. Here, he will bring that back. He will say, my mouth has tasted that sweet stuff. Therefore, my eyes open, my vision is corrected. Yes?
I step boldly when I go to my spiritual home. I do not let my feet tremble. I do not walk like the blind. That which God said to the rose and caused it to laugh in full-blown beauty, he said to my heart and made it 100 times more beautiful.